Welcome to the Your Riding Success Podcast. My name is Natasha Althoff and I'm a Grand Prix dressage rider from Australia, author of 3 books and a leading online trainer of riders all around the world wanting to take their riding to the next level. I'm also a chocoholic, mother of 2 amazing children and obsessed with helping riders be all they can be. Each week, I'm going to be bringing you stories of inspiration, ideas and strategies of how to make real progress in your riding, and give you actionable advice on overcoming riding fear and anxiety so you can take your riding to the next level and be the rider you dream to be. So let's get into today's episode. Hey, riding superstars. Today, we're going to talk about how can you improve your test scores? Specifically, how can you improve them by implementing the judges' feedback? So my riding career is simplified as follows. Go to a comp, come last, figure out how not to come last. Keep going until you win, move up a level, come last, figure it out, win, move up a level. That's basically the summary. So I'm very good at understanding and learning what does the judge want from me and giving the judge what they want. So for me, competing is a vital tool that I use to actually progress. If you take competition away from me for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, I actually really stall in my riding and actually I don't feel motivated or inspired to ride, and I actually don't know what I should exactly be working on. Of course, I have my system and my understanding of how to train a horse, but what really keeps me sharp and really keeps me dialed in is the judge's feedback. So what I do with a dressage test when it comes is when it comes in, whether it's a last, like a test that you came last in or a test that you won, whether it's a 50% or an 80%, you get it to come in and I figure out, like I tend to have a goal. So let's say I have a goal to get 65%. I will then highlight every mark that is under 6.5. So all my sixes, I'll highlight one color. If there's fives, I'll highlight them all one color. And if there's anything below a 5, I'll highlight that as a color too. I'll also highlight everything over that's 6.5 and above. I'll highlight that. Then I'll look at my test and anything that's 6.5 and above, I won't work on. We're good to go. Sure, I can also go, oh, I got a 6.5, I can make that a 7.5, or I got a 7, I can make that an 8. But first I address what I got a 6 for, but more important, if I got any 5s and if I definitely got anything below that, because that's what's really pulling my mark down and my average down, and I have to fix that. Hang on a sec, Rach, just edit this bit. I then also look at what was double marks. So if you get a 5 for your walk and that's double marks, that's a 10. If you get a 7 for your walk, that's double marks, that's a 14. 4 marks can sometimes mean a percent. It depends how many marks are possible for your test. But I know in the Grand Prix, for every 5 marks I won or lost, that was 1% to my final score. So these 1 points here or there become very, very important. So anything that's a double, if it's under a 6.5 or a 7, I've got work to do. I have to get that up. This is why when the PF became double points, a lot of people went, if I have a horse that can't PF, I'll never, ever be able to score on the Grand Prix because there's just too many PFs that are double marks. And if I'm getting a 4 times 2 is an 8. And if there's other people getting an 8 times 2, which is a 16, and that happens 3 times throughout the test, I can't make that up. So, and that's why we as dressage riders go always on and on and on about the walk, because doesn't matter if you're doing prelim or Grand Prix, the walk is double marks and you always want to make sure you have a good mark there. I remember the first 9 I ever got in a dressage test was a pre St. George. I got a 9 for my extended walk and I just remember going, because it was also a 9 times 2, which is 18. And, you know, there were some other horses that got tense in the walk or jogged in the walk and they're getting a 4. So they're getting an 8 and I'm getting an 18. I just made 10 marks. I just made 2% up just by one. And I was like, I can walk. I might not be able to do those flying changes every 5 every 4 strides, And if I do five every four strides, that's the same as me doing a walk. Like for me, walk was very easy and something that I could wrap my hand around. And I was like, okay, I can get good marks for walk and I can always get my double marks there. So you really, really, really have to know your test inside and out. What are your double marks? Where is your horse weak at? We all have weaknesses and we all have strengths. So for me, when I was riding the Frisian in Grand Prix, at least I had a Piaf and a Passage. I didn't really have anything else. Arba like really, really, really struggled to bend his body. So we really struggled in the half pass work and the trot and in the canter. We struggled with an extension. We didn't really have an extension. And we really struggled with the changes, so the two-time tempies and the one-time tempies. But we had Piaf Passage. So that was how eventually, like, our best score that we ever got was a 62, and that was with a lot of fives. But we got some 6.5s and 7s for the Piaf and the Passage work that helped lift everything up. And, yes, I got a good mark for the walk. God bless the walk. So yeah, you've really got to look at your horse and go, okay, can it make those scores up and can it, where can we get the score? You've also got to know from the judge, where are you going to lose more marks? Let's say you're in a prelim test and you're not sure if your horse is going to go on the correct lead right at A, but the transition is asked for at A. You got to know, if I do the transition late and do it more in the corner to help me, how much marks will I lose for that? As opposed to if I do the transition directly at A, but I pick up the wrong lead. And the answer is, of course, do it one stride late in the corner, but guarantee that you're going to get the correct lead, because a transition at A into canter with the incorrect lead is going to be a 3 or a 4. And a late transition will be a 5 or a 6, depending on how late, depending how the judge is feeling, depending on the angle of the judge. They might not even be able to see that it's late, all those kinds of things. So if we go into it, and of course that's not the goal. Apparently we're meant to go into the test completely, finding it easy. A lot of riders and a lot of competitors tend to train 1 to 2 levels higher than what they compete. So if they're training elementary at home, they'll go out and compete prelim. And I just mentioned that because I never knew that. I remember speaking to a lady in America, and I was saying, "Oh my God, you score so well!" And she was like, "Yeah, of course it's easy." And I'm like, "It's easy? I never think competing's easy. I'm always like, oh, flying by the seat of my pants." And she said, "Well, what level are you competing?" And I said, I think at the time it was Pre-St. George. And she said, "Oh, yeah, but like you're training all the Grand Prix stuff." I said, "I'm barely training Pre-St. George." And she went, "Oh, well, that's your problem. You don't go out to compete Pre-St. George until you can really do it." And I went, "Oh, how's that for an idea?" Because I certainly didn't do that. When I was training, advanced, I was pretty much competing Pre-St. George. I had it a bit backwards. So I was always holding my breath going, "I don't know if we're going to get our tempi changes and I don't know if we're going to get this perfectly right." So there's that as well. If you want to improve your test scores, you've also got to train some harder stuff. If you ever, do like a dance and, when you're learning the dance, they slow it down half time and then they go, okay, normal speed, and then they might even go double time and you've got to do it faster than what it has to be done. But when you go back to that half speed, it's a lot easier. So if you are training things that are a lot harder on your horse, for you and your horse at home, and then you go to a comp and you only ask of it easy things that you're very confident with and your horse is really confident with, that tends to give you a lot more confidence in the ring, because obviously there's pressure in the ring, there's pressure of a judge, there's pressure of it has to happen now, that isn't always present in your training unless you put that pressure on yourself. So that's the biggest things: how to improve your test scores, figure out where you're losing the marks, work on where you're losing the marks. So in the walk, let's say if you're getting a 4 or a 5 because your horse is jogging, just commit to 30 days. I'm going to ride my horse. I'm going to ride it. But for 15 minutes before my session and for 15 minutes after my session, I'm going to go across the diagonal, pick it up, drop it. Pick it up, drop it, as in like pick it up in collected walk and then out to extended walk and then collected walk and then extended walk. And I'm going to do this for half an hour, five times a week. What's 30 times five? That's 150 minutes. Times four is 600 minutes. That's 10 hours of pick up, drop, pick up, drop, pick up, drop. Do you think your horse is going to be a little bit cooler with you picking him up and maybe not jogging? And of course you know that. 10 hours practice into something will of course get you that result. So I think sometimes we just maybe don't invest the time and invest the care and invest the particularness of training a dressage horse. And a lot of things around our marks is that. Like if you're not, that's another saying that always goes around, if you're not getting a 7.58 for entry, you're not training correctly. And that's because, can you ride your horse straight with its shoulders and its hind legs? And like you when the horse comes down the center line, you should only ever see two legs. If you're seeing a hind leg, that means the quarters are in on either side. Or, you know, and how's the transition? It's a canter halt or a trot halt. Is it on the forehand? Does it go progressively? Does it go trot, walk, halt? Is your horse square? Does it stand still while you salute? Does it move off into trot, or does it canter off, or does it walk and then eventually trot? Does it stay round and connected? Does it trot off powerfully? Does it stay straight, not only on the center line but in the halt, and then stay straight as it transitions into the trot and stay straight until it makes the turn on the center line? How is your turn on the center line? There's so many things in that movement, but it is basics. It is, there's nothing like, can your horse do a piaf? Can your horse do a flying change? Can your horse do a leg yield? It's not a trick. It's not something that's like, can it, like, how well can it go sideways or how well can it bend? For your center line, you don't need that. You just need accuracy. You know, is your halt done at X, or is it before X, or is it after X? So normally with those things, you can improve your test a lot as well, just by being accurate, just by riding into your corners. I remember a judge one time said to me, came up to me at the end of the test. I was quite disappointed. I didn't score very well. And he came up to me and he said, "Oh, I hate judging you." I said, "I'm so sorry." And he said, "I want to give you so many more marks." And I went, "Oh, okay." And he's gone, "But the quality of the horse isn't there. But your accuracy is amazing and you set up everything so well, but it's just not very good." And I remember going, I don't know if I should be offended or inspired, or I didn't know what to feel. But I remember going, wow, because then I did get a fancier horse. And the accuracy helped me, because now I wasn't losing marks on "you didn't ride to K," or you missed, your halt was two strides late, or you didn't do the transition at the marker. I had all that training of transitions have to happen as my body passes the marker. I have to prepare for things. I have to make sure that this looks good. I had all of that training, which is where a lot of your marks come in as well. So trust that helps. Happy competing, happy test scoring. And remember, leave us a review if you would like to let us know how you thought of this podcast. And always feel free to go to our website, www.yourridingsuccess.com, for more free help in order to improve your riding. If you loved today's episode, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And make sure you go to www.yourridingsuccess.com to check out a whole lot of free resources that I have there for you. Everything to do with your riding, dressage, overcoming fear, more goal setting resources, lots of cool free stuff on that website for you.